come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate the conversation. My next guest is a financial planner focused on the fast-growing segment of the computer industry, cloud computing. She'll break down cloud computing and discuss what to look for as an investor in these high-flying companies. Joyce Blonsky began her career in banking, quickly working her way to becoming a vice president and branch manager at a major local bank. After nearly 10 years in the banking industry, she transitioned into what she calls the world of high finance. And in 1985, Joyce became an investment advisor at Dean Witter Reynolds Incorporated. In 2003, she opened up her own financial services firm, Blonsky Financial Services, now located in Fair Oaks, California. Joyce writes a financial blog that you can read at brilliancebyblonsky.com. She's the author of the new book, Own the Clouds, The First Guide to Investing in Cloud Computing Companies. Joyce is a graduate of California State University, Sacramento, and owns a certificate with the American College for Estate Planning Professionals. She's a native of Sacramento, where she lives with her husband and daughter. Joining us from Sacramento, hi Joyce, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Now, before we get into this, you have to do a little bit of housekeeping because you yourself are a financial planner. So what is that housekeeping that you got to do?
I'm just going to get this business out of the way and read a very short disclosure. Securities are offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Blonsky Financial Services are not affiliated. And we're done.
Oh, what a relief. I'm glad you got that off your chest. All right,
thanks.
So let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah.
Wall Street's enamored with several areas of high technology this year. Cloud computing and big data are among them. So let's start with the basics for people who might not be familiar. What is the cloud? What is cloud computing?
Well, first off, cloud computing really is more of an industry buzzword. It's been around since the 50s and really kind of took on and kind of went like fire within just the last couple of years. But really, it refers to the use and access of information and software via the internet and all things wireless. So it's simply a series more like data centers, which are commercial buildings just brimming full of powerful computers and servers and equipment that takes basically the software and data off your desktop and puts it in a central location.
All right. Now, isn't that sort of reverting back to the old IBM model where you have one big computer and a bunch of terminals around the world all connected to it?
Yeah, actually, their president at one point came up with a quote I'm sure he regrets, and he says the world only has room for probably two or three computers in the whole wide world. Well, unlike that quote specifically, what we've got is we've got hundreds of thousands of servers in these very high-tech data centers across the United States, across the world. They're actually talking about putting them on barges and floating them out in the ocean for a security standpoint. So it's not just one computer. A data center is just a giant facility where basically they're going to house these servers for us.
All right. Well, that makes some sense. Now, break it down for us, if you will, Joyce. What are some of the different sectors of the cloud that we should be aware of as investors?
Okay, well, it can get really complicated fast. So in On the Clouds, I kind of help people sift through that and organize it. So you can look at software, hardware, or telecommunications, or different industries, and within those industries are sectors. So just so that people know what we're talking about, back in the old day, the electric typewriter was also in a technology sector, but we know those have pretty much gone by the way now that we all have electronic Word documents. But they comprise of everything from everything that allows you to talk like we are long distance via a cell phone, all the what I call the peripherals, the toys that come with it, the media players, electronic notebooks, of course the apps that are available, and every day I think there's probably hundreds of thousands of new apps being developed and created that are, a lot of them are free on the internet. So everything that you can think of that would support technology, whether it's keyboards, webcams, data centers like I had just mentioned, storage facilities, backup drives, everything and anything could potentially be an investment a sector within you'd want to invest in.
All right. It really sounds like cloud computing touches on just about every aspect of the high-tech world that's out there. So, Joyce, let's make it a little bit more concrete, because as you said at the outset of that answer, it can become very confusing. Mm-hmm. So give us a glimpse into the future, if you will, of a world where cloud technology dominates. How will cloud technology impact our daily lives?
Well, I know we all have been in bookstores, but you look at Borders, they close. There's no longer a Borders bookstore. So you're looking at buying your books electronically or buying them through a virtual store like an Amazon or a Smashwords of that nature. Circuit City is closed. You know, more retailers are going into the Internet. Blockbuster, where, you know, we get content provided now through Netflix. YouTube, they are just at screaming here. They stated that over 3 billion videos on YouTube are viewed every day on their website. It's just amazing. People now, somebody asked me if I was going to print some pictures from a trip that I just had to Washington, D.C., and I said, no, I'm going to have a digital photo album, and that's pretty much the way people are going. So you've got everything from the biotech industry, where they're already making pills that you can take that have a data chip within them that's microscopic, that basically can go back and tell your doctor if you assimilated your medicine properly, how the dosage was in your system. It goes on and on. In the book, there's a wonderful video, again over on YouTube, and Corning put that out. They actually did two, A Day Made of Glass and A Day Made of Glass 2. And it's amazing the technology. Some of it's available now, like on the screens, the Gorilla Glass, and some of it is coming in the future. It's a little too pricey right now, but I would say if you have a chance to go over to YouTube and just type in A Day Made of Glass and just sit back and watch that, you'll be amazed at just some of that technology that they're doing just with Glassworks and infused electronics that's really smart and intelligent and just can really touch everything from your kids in school to your medical doctor, I mean, just your daily home life. It's fabulous.
It is an incredible video. My guest is Joyce Blonsky, author of the book Own the Clouds, The First Guide to Investing in Cloud Computing Companies. And, of course, we're talking about the cloud. So let's bring it down to a more practical level. What I'd like to do is I'd like to know, you know, what are some of the companies that people might associate with a cloud? And I'm just going to throw some names out at you. You tell me whether or not it's a cloud computing company. You don't have to tell me whether it's a good company or bad company, but just whether it falls into cloud computing. And the first one on my list is Apple.
Yes, they would be the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
And why so?
Well, they're now the largest publicly traded company in the world, and Apple is basically producing wireless devices, and anything that has a wireless nature typically has a cloud behind it. So they most definitely would be one of the pioneers of cloud computing.
Okay, that helps for listeners. What about Amazon?
Again, we talked about Borders Books. Amazon is what they call an e-tailer, electronic bookstore, which now they sell everything. So, yeah, that would definitely fall into a cloud, because all of their infrastructure is really based on having data centers behind them. And there's so much to that. People don't realize that when you put a credit card through the system, there is technology to protect your credit card and your identity information. I mean, and then to get it delivered and to have all the electronic emails back and forth. Yeah.
All right.
Definitely one of them.
What about, well, then obviously Google and Facebook would fall into that same category, so we don't need to go over those. What about Salesforce.com?
Yeah, they provide, that's probably one your listeners aren't familiar with, because it's not what I would say a retailer in the mainstream limelight, but they're kind of a behind the scenes, and they typically work with Fortune 500 companies to basically report back to them on how they're doing from internet sales or internet, whatever they happen to be doing. It's more of an analytical company, and so they provide data and research and content management for your big companies kind of behind the scenes.
All right. Now, here's one that listeners may not be familiar with by name, but they certainly know the product because they probably receive lots and lots of emails from this company, Constant Contact.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the Living Social, the Groupon, again, because you're using an internet provider. It's like the difference between a penny saver, you know, the penny saver magazine that comes with wrapped up in all your mail in the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be a cloud-based company because they're tangible. But as soon as you are into the electronic realm of things, whether it's on your desktop, whether it's on your laptop, whether it's on a mobile device or an iPad, anything of that nature, as soon as you're pushing or pulling content, pushing or pulling data from one of those electronic type devices, you typically are in some way, shape, or form more cloud-based than not.
All right. My guest is Joyce Blonsky, author of the book Own the Cloud. So, Joyce, in your book, you've got a clever way of differentiating between the categories of cloud computing companies by comparing them to actual clouds. And you've got four key cloud elements there, the mm-hmm. Polar, Cirrus, Stratus, and Cumulus. Kind of briefly describe what it is that you're talking about with each of those four categories, please.
Okay, sure. That's kind of the heart of the book. I bring readers kind of up to speed for those that may not be as familiar with cloud computing, and then I decided early on when I was putting the book together that I wanted to give readers, and whether they're new investors or experienced investors, some of my 27 years of insights on how I actually drill down, look at companies, and decide, are they in or are they out of my portfolio? And so the four key cloud elements are really my way of sharing some of that information with clients. So we start out with polar clouds, which are the highest clouds in the world, and that kind of is a metaphor for looking over the landscape, kind of some of the companies that you just mentioned that are the obvious ones that stand head and shoulders maybe out among the rest between retail investors. They can kind of go over those and kind of start formulating a list of, well, put them on my list, and then we'll go down the line and see if it's something that we want to invest in. The second key cloud element is Cirrus Cloud. And basically that metaphor is for investors who want to not just focus on the supersized, gigantinormous companies, but you don't want to miss some of the mid-range companies, the up-and-comers, some of the new technologies. So it basically helps you kind of drill down and look through search engines and bloggers and some electronic magazines, which is a new term called e-zines, to kind of see where some of the good, bad, and maybe indifferent reports are coming and some of the comments. The third is Stratus, which is mid-level, and this gets kind of fun. This is what I love. I do a lot of reverse engineering, just even as a financial planner. When I look at clients' portfolios, when I'm looking at a stock, I want to tear it apart and go backwards. And so reverse engineering in the book, and that sounds complicated, but it's not, it basically kind of lets you go behind the scenes and see what company managers are doing. What are the directors doing with their stock? If the stock is on an all-time high and you look at insiders, which is public information on what they've bought or sold within the last 90 days, it can really give you either a green light or a caution light on whether or not they feel their company is doing well and they want to invest in it, or whether they're maybe taking money out because they're afraid that maybe the company is going to cycle down. So we look at that. And then the fourth is where I get goosebumps, and that is the fourth cloud element. I talk about cumulus clouds because they're the low-lying clouds, and that's where I get into really now you've got a list of maybe 15 or 20 companies that you're thinking, I want to look at these, maybe for my portfolio. Now I take people over to charting, and I use some free internet charting tools in the book, kind of show them how to get on there and really drill down and look at a stock chart, because what that's going to do is it's going to take the emotion out of your investing, and sometimes that can be, well, that can get in your way. If you're in love with a stock, but the stock is going trending down, that chart is going to share with you that even though you might like a company, it might be in a cyclical downturn. You need to wait before you buy it, wait till it goes down, and then maybe pick up a few shares as it goes up, dollar cost averaging. So the fourth is actually my components, and I actually show people some really fun charting tools like Bollinger Bands and things of that nature.
All right. My guest is Joyce Blonsky. So, Joyce, all of this sounds very technical. Bottom line it for us, are these cloud computing companies going to be the investments of the future? And give us some examples of potential growth that one gets from these high-flying companies.
Well, I will just share with you what some of the industry analysts are looking at. And I think one of the most amazing is that just the mobile play, they're expecting, I believe it was Forrester's that came up with this, it's a data research company, that mobile data is going to double every year in the traffic that it sees. They're expecting spending on cloud computing to exceed 27% between now and 2014. They expect internet traffic to increase 34% by now in 2014. And the demand just for the data centers to store all of your information, the demand is projected to outpace the supply by over 250%. So there's a very compelling reason when you look at all the data and the shift that's happening. And what's interesting is way back in the early days, back in 2005, I believe, a gentleman who was the chief software architect for Microsoft, Ray Yazzie, he's not there anymore, but he wrote a really famous memo, and he said, we're really in an exciting time, and we're at the beginning of possibly the biggest new product cycle in our history. And that was before even the term cloud computing got really popularized. The people behind the scenes recognize that this really is a dynamic shift in the evolution of how we live as human beings and how we learn as human beings. And I got goosebumps just saying this. Can you believe that?
Oh, that is great. My guest is Joyce Blonsky, author of the book Own the Clouds, The First Guide to Investing in Cloud Computing Companies. Joyce, you've probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
Probably the easiest place to go is Own the Clouds. .com. They can request a download of a free chapter if they'd like, and I'd love to have them do that. They can take a look at some of the offers. I had some wonderful people do some offers for people who purchased the book through Amazon. So I would say try owntheclouds.com, and it will lead you to another wonderful location. And then, of course, my blog is Brilliance by Blonsky, so that's another fun place to go.
Joyce, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.